Hey guys, Drew here on the Pacific Queen, checking in. Wednesday evening, 8:30 p.m. We had a nice day out here, put together a nice catch. We did deal with a little bit of wind that I think kind of put, you know, a hamper on things out here today. We did have good fishing, but it was a little slower than the last couple days out here. We ended up with 36 bluefin tuna and 7 yellowtail. So, still a good day. We had plenty of opportunity. We lost a bunch of fish, you know, mostly due to weather, just, you know, with the rocking and rolling. But the guys did a good job either way. And still good sign of fish down here. So we're stoked on that. And I think we're going to continue to have good fishing offshore here locally. So we're stoked on what we're seeing. Good sign. And like I said, a great day. The quality of bluefin is just amazing. It's, you know, that 25 to 35 pound fish, you know, with that, with a little bit of that 15 to 18 pound fish mixed in. So, you know, there's definitely opportunity to catch a trophy. We had probably a 70 pounder break off at color today, which was sort of a heartbreak, but, you know, part of the deal, part of fishing. So anyway, you know, good sign out here, good day. We have a one-day trip leaving tomorrow night to the Coronado Islands. There's been good yellowtail fishing there the last couple of days. Great opportunity for you to bring your son or daughter out. You know, niece, nephew, father, mom. You know, it's just a nice, easy-going trip around the island with a shot of catching a quality yellowtail. There's been good barracuda fishing as well as some good calico bass fishing. So if you guys are interested in something like that, call Landing 619-221-8500. And also, don't forget about our two-day trip this weekend. I think we still have a couple spots left. It will fill up. It's an Isoline-sponsored trip. And they're going to be bringing out some goodies for the guys. And hopefully, you know, with this good action down here, this is definitely very good action, especially a good way to spend a two-day trip. You'd have pretty much almost 2 full days on the fish. You have 1 full day and then, you know, about, well, I don't know, 8 or 9 hours on the second day. So, anyway, that's what we got going on. After our two-day trip, we'll be back to day and a half. So, call the Landing, get signed up, check out our website, check out our Facebook page. We're posting photos on that. And we'll talk to you guys soon.